This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
What's up, fam? Dr. O here. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And I want 2023 to be the year that we really start to reflect on what our common humanity is going to look like, what it's really going to look like to work to find common ground in uncommon times. You know, I'm thinking about the story of Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin and the tragedy that occurred with him on the field and the outpouring of support that took place as it relates to the prayers, as it relates to the activism or the energy that was shown at all games across the league, what they did to honor him, how he sought out to raise, I believe, $2,500 for his foundation, and it turned out to be over $8 million and counting that people donated. And as tragic as what happened to him was, that hope was such a powerful thing to see. And we've seen it demonstrated on so many other levels. What's happening in Alabama, in terms of some of the issues that are happening on the weather-related issue, what's happening in California, you know, with the rain and the like. There are so many times where we as human beings have demonstrated our ability to be humane and to not care for the race or political beliefs or religious affiliation or sexual orientation of the people that we're helping. And what we need to do in 2023 is that we need to amplify that. We need to take it to a level where we're doing these things not just because we're in a crisis mode. Because really, at the end of the day, there's somebody every single day who needs our ability to find common ground in these uncommon times. So when we took a look at 2023, so many of us are engaged in our own causes, our own activism, the things that we're passionate about. But let's look at ways that we can start really bringing people together. People talked about Dr. King and the holiday this year, and people talk about his dream, and some people only have one quotation, color of skin versus content of character. But let's talk about what he meant when he talked about the beloved community and bringing people together. And he talked about the importance of standing up for people, not because, oh, this person's black or this person is this, but because it's the right thing to do. And he talked about the time being right to do right. If I'm donating to an organization after a hurricane or an earthquake, I'm not asking, is this only going to black people? Is this only going to this group or is this going to that group? I'm worrying about the common humanity. And we have to understand that, as Dr. King said, none of us are free until all of us are free. None of us are whole until all of us are whole. So we need to do the work to help other people become whole. Maybe it's helping them get mental health services. Maybe it's getting the services that we need so we can be better. What are you willing to do in 2023 so that you can better serve our common humanity? That's my challenge to you. It's my challenge to me, to be quite honest. Set out some goals, because if we don't, inhumanity is winning. Ignorance is winning. When I'm looking at what's happening with our so-called leadership in the political area, we see that dishonesty and lies are ruling the day. We see that people who are supposed to be representing all people are identifying with hate and ignorance and deceit. We see that in our larger society that hate crimes are up large percentages over against pretty much every group, with black people being the number one target consistently, Jewish people being the number two target, and Jewish people also being the number one target as it relates to religiously based hate crime. And we see what's happening with our LGBTQ plus community. We need to do more. We are winning in many ways, but we are losing in many other ways. And lastly, let's work on 2023 being a year that we commit to the truth. Joe Biden talked about in his speech how teaching the truth in history and the truth in schools, it's not about being woke. He said it's about being honest. Let's tell the truth. Let's just be honest about what's going on in our world and our society. I heard an interview with Martin Luther King III, Dr. King's son, where he talked about how his daughter is in a school system where she can't even learn about her grandfather and her grandmother, Coretta Scott King, until she's in the sixth grade. What are we doing? What are we doing? Banning books that had given opportunity to learn about other people's stories, maybe people that we'll never even encounter in any way, shape, or form, based on the way that we still, in many ways, live in separated and in many ways segregated societies. What are we willing to do to challenge ourselves to walk across the aisle, however, whatever aisle we define, to learn something new about somebody? Let this be the year that we start doing that. Let this be the year that we start to maybe slowly realize that we have more in common than we do that separates us. Because really, at the end of the day, all we have is us. As they say, the word onus literally spells out on us, O-N-U-S. And so this has to be the year where we take those rare major forms of people coming together, and we have to amplify it in the little ways. The looks that we give to people on the street, the way that we acknowledge people in restaurants and bookstores, and the way that we treat each other in our classes and our schools, the way that we do the work to show other people that their stories matter, and that life doesn't have to be a zero-sum game, that me learning about you doesn't mean that you lose. You know, the book that I have coming out in the summer, Lies About Black People, we talk about the importance of how to combat racist stereotypes and why it matters. We talk about how to just challenge your own biases. Are you doing the work to challenge your biases? Are you doing the work to take yourself to the next level? In many of my talks, I talk about grow, G-R-O-W, give, release, overcome, and win. But I've also been talking about lead in my recent talks, L-E-A-D, listen, educate, advocate, and decide. And that's what we need in 2023. We need to listen to others more, two ears, one mouth, use them in proportion, educate ourselves on the issues we don't know about. You can't talk about critical race theory if you don't know what it is. Advocate, pick something that we care about, and D, decide that every single day for the rest of your life, you're gonna choose to be an upstander, not a bystander. I believe that you can do it. I believe that we're all on the journey. Let's make it happen. And not only are you worth it, but the people around us are worth it, and the people coming after us are worth it. They say, and our children are worth it. They say that the children are messages that we send to a future we will not know. Let's help prepare that so the future will be solid for them and everyone. Peace.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.